Chapter 3. Franklin Delano Roosevelt and Eleanor Roosevelt. Perhaps the two most important people in my life, certainly the most influential, were my grandparents. As a child, I intuited both the closeness and the distance between them after 30 years of marriage, and their relationship so much influenced by my grandfather being President of the United States, and my grandmother not just being First Lady, but an important national figure in her own right. Eleanor Roosevelt was known across America as Mrs. Roosevelt, just as much as Franklin Roosevelt was FDR. How they arrived at this juncture in their life together is an intriguing story. When Franklin and Eleanor Roosevelt became engaged, there was not much to mark it as unusual. Within New York's upper class, she was, as Theodore Roosevelt's niece, somewhat better known than he. Perhaps their only distinction, outside of their shared social background, was that they both were Roosevelts, she from the better-known Oyster Bay branch of the family, and he from the much smaller Hudson River, Hyde Park family. They were fifth cousins once removed. While they had met briefly as children, they had seen little of each other until Eleanor's debut in society when she was 18. She was tall, nearly 6 feet, with an elegant figure. He too was tall, just over 6 feet, and handsome. Their letters to each other showed the usual longing of engaged couples to be together. They couldn't wait to be married. Each saw the other through the rosy lenses that accompany infatuation. When married in 1905 in New York City, their union was blessed by no less than the President of the United States, the bride's uncle. "Let's keep the name in the family," Theodore Roosevelt quipped to Franklin as he gave the bride away. Both Eleanor and FDR were serious, thoughtful people, full of idealism. They harbored high expectations of each other when they were betrothed. And this can be said to be true of many couples looking forward to a life together of happiness and compatibility. The young Roosevelts' expectations of each other were much shaped by their upbringing. Relaxed intimacy of any kind did not come easily for those with Eleanor and FDR's Victorian background. Nor was it supposed to. Within their social circle, chaperones were always required to accompany a young lady, and to be without one raised suspicions. As a result, young couples had very little opportunity to be.